everybody is having a good day. Nitai Harabeli is the next in our series. He was the Av Beis Din, again, during the days of Yehoshua ben Parachah's tenure as the Nasi. So he said, Harchek mishachein ra, a person should stay away from a neighbor who doesn't have the right values. And this, of course, is reminiscent of a mission in the second parak of Avos, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked his five elite students, Ezuhi derech tova shiyidbak baha adam, what was the most important thing in life? And so the response that he got from Rabbi Yossi HaKohen was shachin tov. It's so important to have good neighbors. When you have good neighbors, you're in the right environment, good things happen. And you just hear so many stories about people, you know, who just get caught up in the wrong crowd and their life is entirely derailed. People end up, you know, at a crime scene and, you know, they're an accessory to a serious crime and how they got there is indirect. And then all of a sudden their life is just, you know, they're a felon. It's a terrible thing. So, harchek mishachin ra ve'al tischaber l'rasha, very much along the same lines, is that a person has to really choose friends, his or her friends, you know, with a great degree of care. And this doesn't mean that we can't be open and welcoming and tolerant and, you know, embracing of diversity in all of our social relationships. And on the contrary, you know, we spoke a little bit about Aaron HaKohen a few weeks ago when we started Pirkei Avos, and Aaron HaKohen was an Oev Shalom, Berodev Shalom, Oev Esabrios, and Mekarvan LaTorah, that Aaron was open to getting involved with all kinds of people with the right intentions. But Nitai Harabeli is a good Mishnah to hold up as a kind of like a countervailing Mishnah to that ethic of Aaron, to be open to people, even people who spiritually speaking left a lot to be desired. So Aaron felt and was confident that he was able to bring people in the right direction. Nitai Harabeli is probably expressing a cautionary note, is that, you know, you have to really be certain that you're in a position to influence and not in a position to be influenced. And that's like a very subtle question, requires a lot of insight into oneself and where one is in life. So between Nitai Harabeli on the one hand and Hillel advocating, you know, to be like Aharon and to be open with everybody, so there's a lot to be said for that. And that's why these are, you know, broad discussions. So the last leg of the triad before we conclude and say Kaddish Terabanan is the most ambiguous. So Harchik Mishachin Ra Al Tischaber LaRasha V'Al Tisyoyish Minat Poranos. So like the standard interpretation is sort of continuing the same thought, is that one shouldn't think that just because this person hasn't gotten caught yet that they're not going to get into very serious trouble, could even be calamitous. So Al Tisyoyish Minat Poranos, don't extrapolate from the past that the present and the future of this person, this wicked person with whom you are aligning yourself, will be fine. Al tisyayish minat poranos. But Rashi throws in the opposite interpretation as well, which doesn't seem to fit in or flow as naturally from the first two clauses in the triad, but is certainly very relevant and independently valuable. Al tisyayish minat poranos. So Rashi says, if a person is suffering in life, they shouldn't give up. Lo katzra yad Hashem mehoshia. Rashi quotes the pasuk that, you know, things can sometimes seem extremely bleak and very desolate. And then, as we like to say, Yeshua Hashem keharef ayin, things can really turn around in the blink of an eye. And so that may be part of the meaning of Al Tisyayish Minat Poranos. And Rashi actually brings both interpretations, which is to say, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty in life and you don't know when something very serious might happen in either direction. And as such, maybe Nitai Harabeli is, you know, articulating a kind of a cautionary path in life and try to be certain of the people with whom you're surrounding yourself, specifically because life is filled with all kinds of uncertainty. Rabbi Chanan ben Akashimar, Retzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zakos Es Yisrael, Afikach, Yerbel, Tar Mitzvah, Shenemar, Adonai Chafei, Tzaman, Tzidko, Yagdil, Terah, V'Adir, Kaddish, Terabanan.